And we also can do this, traditionally we've done this with wiring that we can run into the property from our perimeter and isolate areas in the yard to keep dogs and cats, for that matter, as well, out of. But this gives us a little more portability, more flexibility.
And yeah, flexibility would be the key. You went ahead and put a flower garden in one side of the yard and want to move. You know how landscaping is. It's a project, you know, ongoing project. My koi pond has been, you know, three different koi ponds, small, medium, and large. And this would give you the flexibility that just putting in a wire wouldn't necessarily do. But probably more importantly, it's quick and easy. You can just go there and do it when their life changes.
Right. And what you do is you never bushwhack a dog, so to speak. But what you do is you set it out there in the yard, put flags around it, show the dog where it is. And once the dog's already been contained – or, I'm sorry, trained to the perimeter, showing them a new area within the yard, they look at it and just back away real easily. So it's not a lot of extra effort for the owners.
Sure. And the basic training of any of these Invisible Fence brand products – brought to you by Rich, who for 16 years has been actually the master of... I imagine you probably have learned a few tricks over the years on learning to train these dogs. Going out there, every account now becomes, you know, a much more liquid, fluid opportunity.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we have specific protocols, but dogs are all different. People are all different, so you have to adapt on your feet, so to speak. Oh.
There's other brands out there, but your particular brand is exceptional for some very good reasons. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Rick, what Invisible Fence brand does differently? The biggest thing is probably the training and the flexibility that we have with our system. We really have superior technology and training as well as quality. But in training, we have the ability, because we do this every day, we have specific protocols, but myself and my trainers are out there working with people's dogs. We're trained to look for the subtleties, recognize how the dog's feeling, how they're reacting to this. And we also have the ability to, with the technology that's available to us, to really have a very broad range of correction that we can work with the dog. So we can stay very gentle when we need to be with the dog, or we can get tough with them when we need to be. But again, that's the training that comes in that most people aren't able to do themselves.
Yeah, and for the listening audience, dogs can pick up on sensations that we can't even tell, and then they can go up to whatever level needed. But you were saying that you have, I don't remember how many different levels you can put it on. The unit I'm familiar with has 10 settings.
We have something over 2,000 if you do
2,000
all the different
settings.
Combinations.
My, oh my.
That's more than most people's iPods. My goodness. We're talking with Rich Johnson from the Invisible Fence brand of Mid-Michigan and Hazlett. Rich, I have a question regarding the changes in the technology. You've got a couple of collars that you've brought in, one from the 90s and one that is current. And I've got to say, it reminds me of the evolution of cell phones when they first came out back in the 80s.
Yeah, and that's really good. Analogy,
yeah, I mean,
right.
You had this monstrous briefcase that you'd have to carry the cell phone into, the point now where people have these little tiny razor-thin phones that they keep in their pocket. I can see by the smallness of it that for smaller dogs or cats, I could just see where the technology must be dramatically more functional. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that's true. When I first started, we did Labs and Goldens. Now we're doing Chihuahuas, we're doing tons of Yorkies, all the smaller breeds, as well as cats. I have a 7-pound cat that's been on the system for years, but she's graduated to the smaller collars, which I'm sure she likes much better. And a lot of people aren't aware that we can work with cats. We do a lot of indoor work with cats as well as containment outdoors, because cats, you know, they'll have issues in the house. If you have a cat that's soiled in a particular room, 10 years ago, you bring a new cat into the house, that cat will go right to that same spot. And what we can do indoors is we can block some of those areas away to prevent the fresh issue, if you will, with the new cat, or even with the older cat, get them back out of that area so that they stop soiling in that area.
And one of those things, when cats age, you know, you have issues, but then you have rooms that, irregardless of that, if you could just keep the cat out of that particular room, because that's where it's got the shag carpet or the ornate, or, you know, the expensive rug, the oriental rug, that has to be particularly helpful.
That's true. We can block areas. We can block off complete rooms, or we can block off areas within rooms.
And again, I think that could be really helpful.
Yeah, one other application is to keep – we have dogs and cats, is we can make our – again, the technology Lee was talking to, we can have both of them contained with the same collar outside, but the indoor can be set up so one collar will activate indoors, but the other one won't.
Wow.
Well, Rick, one of the things we always seem to learn when Rich Johnson comes in is how fascinating the technology is. And so if you're looking for a containment system, obviously you need to contact the Invisible Fence brand in Hazlett. Rich, thanks so much for coming into the studio and joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Rick, in the next segment after the break, we're going to continue our conversation about training and talking all about how to keep these animals doing what we want them to do after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong with this plot. The actors here have not got.